Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. Now, I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Yeah, my name is Gold Gante, and I am in grade 12, and I'm a head leader for Santa's Anonymous this year.
There we go. Now, I'm glad that he walked away for this discussion, because last time you came on the show, you talked about McDonald's.
Yes.
Dude, I don't know what the count is up to now, but for a while, you were one of our most viewed clips with you talking about McDonald's.
Oh, probably because a lot of people like to hear stories from, you know, working in fast food, so.
Yeah, we're talking thousands of views. Like, when it went up, I was just like, wow, because we talk about food a lot, though, on this show. Like, it's an ongoing topic of discussion. But your clip, like, people loved it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, and, like, we don't really have that many people that follow us on YouTube. Yeah. So, like, anyways, that's your little claim to fame was you did extremely well with that clip.
I know. I got some people that I know, like, talking to me about it. Like, they brought it up, and I was like, what are you talking about?
So people came and said, hey, I saw the clip of you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's kind of weird when people are like, hey, I saw you on the internet, because it happens to me all the time.
Because, like, after a bit, I almost forgot that I filmed that thing, and then they just started talking to me about it.
That's right. That's right. That's cool. It's a good clip, man. Like, it's braggable, I guess. Like, because it was so definitive on what you like, too. It was fun. So, since I saw you last year, what's changed? What's going on in your life?
Well, nothing much. I don't work at McDonald's anymore. I actually work at Second Cup in McIsland, so it's like a cafe.
Okay.
And aside from that, I just go snowboarding now during the winter, and I also got a new car, so.
What's with all you kids having cars? Is it like this is not a car you share with your parents? This is just you?
No, I got it off of Facebook Marketplace from this really nice lady, so, yeah.
Wild. So, but it's your car?
Yes, it's my car. I paid for it.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Chrysler PT Cruiser convertible. So.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're driving around in you're in grade 12, right?
Yeah.
How cool are you right now driving around in a convertible in grade 12?
Yeah. Well, I can't have the top down now because it's winter, but.
Okay. Yeah. But you still were able to drive with the top down?
Yeah. I got it earlier this summer, so.
Wild. Does everybody just like, are you driving all the time when you're not working?
Yeah, pretty much, because I've kind of become like the designated driver for anyone, like my sister, my friends.
Right. Unbelievable. So you're going to put your snowboard in the back of this thing?
I don't know if it can fit, actually, because it's
a tiny
car.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
But if not, then I can just use my mom's car, because she has like a bigger SUV. So.
Right. Yeah. What was the discussion with your parents when you were just like, hey, I'm going to buy a car? Like, they couldn't have just been like, all right, do what you want, it's your money.
It's actually a funny story, because I was like staying up pretty late. It was like 12 a.m. and I just got back from Edmonton. So I was scrolling through Facebook, and I didn't plan on getting a car because I didn't get my license yet. So then I saw this car, it's pretty cheap, and it was like a pretty good car. So I was like, I'll buy this. So the next day I told my dad, we got to go to Thickwood. Because I live downtown. We gotta go to Thickwood. I made an appointment to see this car. It was like, what are you talking about?
Okay, keep going. This is wild, bro.
So we go there, and then like we see the car. She gives us the rundown, and I was like, I'm buying this right now. I'll e-transfer you. So after that afternoon when we checked it out, she came by 2 hours later at my place, dropped the car off, signed like the bill of sale, and that was it. I had my car.
What was your dad saying? You didn't have a license yet, right?
I had my learner's, but I didn't get my license yet.
What did your dad say? Like, he had to have an opinion on this.
Yeah,
he was
pretty skeptical and pretty pissed too, because I bought this. I told him about the car, like, the same day that I bought it.
Yeah.
And then, concerning, like, how cheap it was, because it was only, like, $1,500, so. And the only thing that was wrong with it was that it didn't have a working AC, but that wasn't a problem if you had the roof down, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wild, wild. I don't think my parents would let me do it. I think they would have crucified me. They would be like, no, you're not.
Yeah, he was like pretty adamant about not letting me get it, but I was like, I was dead set on getting this car because it was cheap. I liked the way it looked, and then, you know, it was a good car.
Wild.
I actually just got the winter tires on it yesterday, so.
So who's paying, like, okay. I'm going to totally be a dad here.
Yeah.
So for everybody at home, I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to go dad mode. Who's paying for this insurance?
I am.
You're paying for the gas?
Yes. Because it's only 50 for a full tank and it's only the regular. So it's not that bad for me. Considering like some of my other friends who drives like the big trucks, they pay like $80, $90
That's
a week,
right.
So.
So who's paying for like the new winter tires you got?
Well, my dad actually paid for that one because
out a little bit.
Yeah, because it had all season before that,
but he
wanted winter tires on it. Just
right, of course.
Yeah. So he
wild.
Paid for that.
You're very responsible.
Well, see,
my parents would not let me do this because I am not like.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like a, you know, rash decision. Like I made it within one day. So
yeah, listen, like Tanner just walked back in. Yeah. We'll talk about it after this kid. Wild. We filmed with him before. He has like the most viewed YouTube clip when we talked about the McDonald's.
Oh, sweet.
But like he's up in his game on this episode, bro. And like, yeah, anyways, wild. Okay, so talk about Santa's Anonymous for a second, because we haven't. So what are you doing with Santa's today?
So I'm a head leader, so that just means that I'm kind of like working every like other event and then helping people who are team leads, assistant heads.
Right.
So we're kind of like the head leaders this year. I have, I think, 7 other head leaders with me this year.
Yeah.
And we kind of just like go through all of the events, making sure that everything's running fine and then helping anyone who needs help.
Right, right. What's your favorite event that you're looking forward to this year?
It's coming up this weekend, actually. It's the winter market.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when all the vendors come to our school and then we like get them or get the community to come in and then purchase all these local businesses. And then this year we're actually expanding it, so it's for 2 days and we open up the big gym, and I'm not sure if it's 100%, but I think we're planning on donating a table to the SPCA, so if people wanted to come and meet puppies or kittens, they're gonna be at the market. So.
That's this weekend?
This weekend.
I'm out of town.
Ooh,
I know.
That's rough.
That is rough. It is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for it.
Are you gonna go to this with the puppy pets and stuff?
Maybe. I don't know.
Sounds like
there's a lot of cool stuff. Cause before I started doing the market, I didn't even know that like all these local businesses were in town.
Yeah.
There's stuff for everything. There's like customized pens, like food, like customized like clothing, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
I bet there'll be cool artists there too.
Yeah, there will be, because a lot of people sell anything is available over there as long as they rent a table. So
yeah,
it could be like paintings, food, clothing, even like pet accessories. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we still have time?
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. What's the biggest difference between McDonald's and you said second cup? What's the biggest difference?
I would say the environment, because the guests are actually a lot more friendly. It's just a lot of like hockey moms and dance moms since it's at McIsland.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my coworkers are actually like, you know, we're pretty close since it's a small like workplace. So we're close. We know each other really well. And then we joke around and stuff like that. But in McDonald's, it was like fast paced and it was pretty big. So you couldn't really make that connection with the other people. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. And what's your shift? Like, how often do you work?
Well, it depends. But I sometimes work after school weekdays and then like 8 hours or 6 hours on weekends.
Yeah.
It depends on the events happening at McLaren because that's when it gets really busy.
Right. Do you have downtime?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's just the time I used to go to the hill when I...
Yeah, okay. So you go into Vista Ridge with your downtime.
Yeah.
Okay. Wild. I can't wait to tell Tanner about this. He hit his watch, so we're out of time.
Yeah.
So before I cut you loose, You get a shameless shout out or plug, as you know. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
My shameless plug would probably be the SPCA this year. I have been dying to go there since I turned 18 recently. So that means I can volunteer without having, like, you know, parental supervision.
Yeah.
And there's this lovely lady there. Her name is Melanie. She's like the most awesome person ever.
So. There we go. Love it. Great shout out. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really appreciate you as well. Hope everybody at home is having a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.